Off to a good start. Continues to learn the playbook, obviously. And when he gets his opportunities on the practice field, continue to work his techniques so that he can apply them once we start competitive periods.
It's easy to see the speed. Did you see the hands, you know, in college too, scouting him when you were looking at him?
You know, our scouting department, you know, once again, did an outstanding job as far as the research that they, the time and effort with the research they put into scouting each and every player. And so now it's really, you know, him coming in and making the most of the opportunity, you know, putting that talent to good use, understanding our system and how he fits, what we're asking him to do. That's the start of it. You know, that's the start of it. It's a long way to go before we, you know, start playing regular season football. So each and every day he has to make the most of those opportunities and apply.
I was talking to Randall, and he said he tried to do too much last year. What are you wanting to see out of him this year? What role fits him best that he can maximize his efforts and abilities?
You know, not just Randall. We would look at that. Let me frame it this way. We want all of our players to be consistent. You know, that's the goal. We always talk about controlling the controllables. And how do we go about doing that? The main thing is being fundamentally sound. And that's something that each and every guy, that's what we're working on right here and right now. It started back in IPW's OTAs, and now we're in training camp. Each guy is trying to take their fundamentals to the next level, and that's what it'll take.
Edgar, does the injury to Jared Cook and him missing, you know, at least a portion of training camp, does that change or alter anything that you hoped to accomplish in the first however long he's out for?
Again, it's early. The start of training camp, he's doing an outstanding job in the classroom. Going back to a statement made earlier as far as controlling the controllables, you know, making sure that he's doing everything he possibly can to get back on the field. That's what our training room staff is here for, as well as our players, making sure that they do everything they can to stay on the field.
I'm sure that you would obviously by this point like to have seen more of Jared, but what were your first impressions of him when he got here?
As far as talent, you see, you know, his abilities, you know, when you study the tape of him when he was playing with St. Louis, so he did quite a few good things. So the way we kind of look at it right now is it starts in the classroom, all right? Then once we get out on the practice field, continue to work the fundamentals. You know, we require our players to you know, live up to a certain standard from a fundamental standpoint, and that's across the board. And so once he gets able to get back on the field, we'll pick up from there.
Edgar, a lot of people have come back, or a lot of players have come back looking maybe a little different, leaner, or just different body composition. Richard Rodgers is one guy that stands out. What do you think he can, the next step that he can take this year?
You know, again, Richard has been one of those guys. He has, you know, come back and he's ready to go. And I think he's honing in on his craft from a run game standpoint, becoming even a better route runner. It comes down to attention to detail. You know, Aaron, you know, there's certain things that he looks for as far as the chemistry of a route. And I think Richard is taking it to the next level. You know, he's being fundamentally sound. He's doing the little things to create that extra separation to get open.
Hey, Andrew, you obviously are preparing for a season in which you're pretty sure you'll have Jordy and Jared Cook and Ty Montgomery as part of your offense. How do you integrate them back in whenever it is that they do come back to practice? What's that transition like?
Well, again, you know, it's a process, obviously. And I go back to what I said earlier. It obviously starts in the classroom, but then you have to, you know, take the proper steps that are in place with our training room staff, you know, and understand that going into it, you know, we as coaches as well as the player, there's a reason why there's a process in that, and I think everyone is on board and understands that process is for us. It starts in the classroom, and then they have their rehab program, and then we'll implement them coming out of those, you know, those programs into practice.
You've been around Jordy a long time.
Right.
How do you think he'll come back from this?
You know, I think, you know, the type of work ethic that he's displayed over his entire career. You know, I see him putting everything he has into it, and that's the way he goes about, you know, his business. You know, you talk about being a true pro. That's Jordy Nelson. You know, so he's going to do everything he possibly can, classroom wise, rehab wise, and then when he steps back on the practice field, he'll be ready to play.
Hey, Edgar, you know, when we talk to you, there's two phrases that we know we're going to hear. Right? We're going to talk about making the most of your opportunities. We're going to talk about fundamentals.
Absolutely.
How disappointed were you in your guys' fundamentals last year? How have you tried to go about hammering that home? Because you talk about it all the time, but I think you would agree that it was not where it needed. Mike said it himself, that it wasn't where it needed to be on offense last year.
Yep, that's true. Definitely it's about the fundamentals. And then truth of the matter is, you know, we have to go out and we have to apply it. You know, it's one thing, like you said, it's one thing to talk about it day in and day out, which we will continue to do, and explain it and demand it. And we have to apply it, but it starts in practice. You know, it starts in practice, and you got to continue to, you know, rep it time in and again, over and over and over again until we get it right, till we become more consistent. And that's really what it's all about. You want to create habits, and our players understand that. And when we do, you know, go out on the practice field and we continue to build toward being the team that we envision us being, I think, you know, that's the foundation of it, the fundamentals, and improving on that daily basis.
How frustrating was it, though? Because you didn't just talk about it last year. I mean, you still did a lot of drill work. And when your guys aren't catching the ball the way you expect them to, or what other, I don't know, what other fundamentals really were the biggest issues for you, but as a coaching staff, what do you do about it?
You just continue to, you know, number one, continue to work the fundamental drills that we do day in and day out. And we put a lot of time and effort into those drills, and we understand our players, you know, they're giving us their best as well as far as what we're asking them to do. And we got to continue to demand that, being fundamentally sound. We go back and we talked about last year, you know, when it comes to the run game, you know, certain fundamentals that are required in order to be successful here, you know, like aiming points, like establishing leverage, and driving the backside knee and finishing, things of those categories as far as what will it take. You know, ultimately, each and every guy, you know, it's about, you know, how do I improve? How do I improve from an individual standpoint? And then by doing so, now you're improving the entire unit. And so now we can be successful. So that's the starting point. I think each and every guy buys into that. And coming into training camp understands that we must improve our fundamentals, period. We must be more consistent from a fundamental standpoint.
Edgar, with the coaching situation last year where the quarterback's coach handled quarterbacks and wide receivers on the surface makes some sense. I mean, they play very well together. But on the other hand, having now Luke Getsy as a wide receivers coach specifically, you coached receivers, how important will this be, do you think, this year in that improvement in that area?
I think it helps, no doubt about it. I think it helps. I think those guys, the attention that they have with Luke in the room, and demanding, going back to earlier where we talked about the fundamentals and the certain techniques that it takes to run the routes, I think it certainly helps. And I think he'll do an outstanding job.
Edgar, as far as his mental approach, do you see anything different with Eddie this year?
Talking about Eddie coming into camp, he's been outstanding. Love the way he's working. His work ethic is tremendous. He's doing the little things. He's doing the little things. You see him finishing, carrying out his runs all the way to the end zone. I think he brings a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, and we're excited as far as where Eddie's starting at right now.